Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, the heat wave has finally lifted for now. That means you might want to step out this weekend and do something more than just collapse in front of an air conditioner. Joining me with some weekend ideas is Graham Wright. He's founder and host of Opus Affair. Hey, Graham, good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Anthony.
So what's your first pick for this weekend?
Well, my first pick is a play called True Believers. It's being done by the Vagabond Theater Group, and it's running through Saturday at the Factory Theater. With Comic-Con just wrapping up last weekend and Spider-Man cleaning up at the box office, we've got Batman, you know, about to hit the stage right now. There's really no shortage of comic book culture out there.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm very excited to see something that's not a huge multi-million dollar blockbuster. So what we've got is a play by local playwright Tom Dunn. It's a more personal take on, you know, geek culture, comic book culture. It's set during the week of a comic book convention, and the characters include the very stereotypical fanboys, but also comic book writers and cybernetically enhanced humans and some aspiring crime fighters.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Here's a description of one of the characters from True Believers. Recently divorced, she took his entire Star Wars collection in the settlement. Yes, that includes his Han Solo carbonite coffee table. Not that he's bitter or anything. So, Graham, this show sounds like a comic book nerd's dream.
Yeah, I think this could be a dream come true.
Okay. So that's True Believers, tonight through Saturday at the Factory Theater. What do you have next for us, Graham?
So next up is a puppet slam happening at the Puppet Showplace Theater this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Puppet slam. So is that kind of like a poetry slam, but with puppets, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. You know, a poetry slam or a story slam, it's an evening full of short-form performances. You might call them mini-plays. There's going to be seasoned puppeteers who are there, the guys who've, you know, always been working with puppets, and it's like an extension of their body. But part of what's really exciting to me about this is there's also performers of variety of sorts that are going to be there too, you know, actors and comedians. And then all of those folks are incorporating puppets into their performance as well.
Sounds fascinating. And to give you an idea of what you might hear on Saturday, we have an excerpt of a previous puppet show slam skit from a group called Chaos Creatures. Let's listen.
I want to be princess! I want to be princess of the world!
Princess of the world!
How about I make you a CEO of something?
CEOs have to answer to shareholders.
So, Graham, is this performance appropriate for all ages, or is this more along the lines of Avenue Q?
Well, definitely the latter. In fact, since you mentioned Avenue Q, that recent production with the Lyric Stage Company, and the puppetry coach for that is actually the artistic director of this company. So they are, in fact, linked. So definitely be ready for anything, you know, ranging from the raunchy to the sentimental and, you know, ridiculous and profound. Just anything is fair game.
All right. So that's the Puppet Slam happening this Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Puppet Showplace Theater. Graham, I have a pick as well, and this is one you don't even need to leave your house to enjoy. There's a blog in Boston devoted to the movie Good Will Hunting, which, of course, was set in Boston and starred local actors Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, along with Robin Williams. It's called Blog Will Hunting. And this Saturday, they've created an event called Goodwill Tweeting, where they're trying to get as many Bostonians as possible to start watching Goodwill Hunting right at 2 p.m. so that people can live tweet during the movie. So here's a little information if you're into this kind of stuff. The hashtag is GWHLive, and their Twitter handle is @BlogWillHunting. So it's an opportunity to watch an old favorite while jumping into the social media pool. So, Graham, how do you like them apples? Is that up your alley at all?
Absolutely. You know, I think I showed my nerd true colors before with Comic-Con, and yeah, this is definitely right up my alley.
Okay. So we have time for one more pick. What do you have for us?
Last up, I've got the Isabella Stewart Gardner's latest installment of the After Hours program. This month, the program is called Wanderlust, and it starts tonight.
As in Wanderlust. Right?
Wanderlust. It starts tonight at 5 o'clock. The particular theme of this program is bringing some rare insight into the process of building Mrs. Gardner's famous collection by bringing out one of her travel journals. There's also going to be some illustrated conversation about her journeys through Japan, China, Cambodia, Java, Burma, and India. The gallery talks are now going to be structured sort of around how that travel impacted the collections themselves.
How wonderful. Always nice to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Such a beautiful, beautiful building.
It's certainly one of the most famous collections in the world, and to have this sort of unique insight into how she built it is, it's a rare opportunity.
Lovely. Sounds great. So that's Wanderlust at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum tonight at 5 p.m. Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.